Pot smoking in public, shoving people in front of trains, comfort food, enough to make you go over the fiscal cliff. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to America Tonight. Boy, the holidays are supposed to be a happy time. Are you wrapping presents? Are you paying someone to wrap presents? Are you shutting the doors and turning out the lights and not celebrating? Bah humbug this year. Did you get a fake tree? Are you just tired of the wild money grab? It seems like everything we talk about lately goes back to money. And, of course, for good reason. Because a lot of people are still mired in the middle. And when you're mired in the middle, you're not all the way down at the bottom, so not getting any handouts. You're not at the top, so you're not getting giant bonuses, but you're stuck in between. And it used to be okay to be stuck in between because you still could take a vacation, you still could retire, and you lived a pretty good life. You could live a pretty good life. Now, you sweat it out. I think we're a nation of sweaters. We are. We're sweating it out. We're sweating out every check, every job, every kid that goes off to school. You're just praying, oh, please, scholarship, something. Let them be good at golf. Anything. And that's what we are. We've become a nation of sweaters because they turned us into debtors. That's what it is. And we know in our households, when the money comes in, it has to go out to pay the bills. Otherwise, you constantly are in that position to an even higher level, to what I call the heart attack level, where it's really scary. Like when we have my pal Don Wiskin on and talks about what it was like to be in a family who had heart attacks, and he had one too. We don't want to take that walk down the hospital hall and barely make it to the chair before they put us on the table to crack our chests open. But that's what's starting to happen. If you notice, a lot of people are having heart attacks. The stress, the financial stress, and it's not on the people that are making a lot of money. And I don't think it's so much on the people that aren't making as much because they have help. It's the people in the middle. So most of us fall into that category. So I would say that we really are a nation of sweaters. And we are only hearing about how much worse it's going to get for us if we dive off this cliff. But we have the Democrats saying the Republicans are holding them hostage, and we have the Republicans saying it's the Democrats that are holding the nation hostage. And in the meantime, we really are the victims. We're the ones tied up. We're the ones sweating it out, right? And then you hear these stories that are starting to come out from California, from New York, and from some other states where they're crunching the numbers and looking at what it would mean for their states, basically, for the people in their states, if nothing is done. In other words, if the cuts come into play, if there is no Bush-era tax breaks anymore, they close up, and some of the other tax breaks close up, and the vague loopholes go away, now the comptrollers for the states of New York and California and Ohio, yeah, all the states, 47, we'll say 47 states have weighed in on this because I've seen this. So in New York, just like in California, I think they get it the worst because they already have such high state taxes anyway. In New York, it would be about $43 billion in tax hikes, they say, if they don't resolve the problems that we have now with our debt, with the taxes, with what the increase is going to be. If that happens, that goes into effect January 1st. There is no compromise. There is no way to solve this. There's big-time danger for some of our biggest states. Because when they crunch the number, and that's what they do, the numbers, it shows the taxes would go up for all the 8+ million people working in New York. And in fact, that's what you look at, the payroll tax. So it would be a 47% increase in the payroll tax rate. That's what it would cost New Yorkers. $7.7 billion, that's how much. And they'd have to pay the federal alternative minimum tax in addition to the half a million who already pay it. So you think of New York, and not everybody's living in the island of Manhattan. What about all the other people, all the other towns, upstate New York? What about my friend Chris who lives in Buffalo? But they're going to lose federal money. They're going to lose, however, almost $700 million in federal money. So they're going to pay. This wasn't really taken into account, I think, by a lot of people because the focus was so much on just the actual appetite for, are we raising taxes for people making over $250,000? Are we slashing the budget in a different way? What are we doing? And so much of the focus was on a basket full of little things. What was neglected by so many people to throw into that basket is, what does that mean for every individual living in their state? What does it mean for the people in New Jersey? What does it mean for the people in New York? What does it mean for the people listening to us in Iowa, listening to us in Texas, listening to us in South Carolina? What does it mean for you? And, of course, the bigger cities that are already taxed to the brink, or the bigger states like New York, it makes sense. And especially the people in the city, because they already have a gazillion taxes. It'll be a mass exodus. Seriously. How can you afford that? Ugh. So now when we think about what's happening and how we are all victims of this, it really starts to get your blood boiling, doesn't it? I don't want to be a sweater. I don't want to be held hostage anymore by the people who are supposedly representing us. This is why you got to start to do that phone tree thing. If you're not happy, call your congressperson. Call your senator. Do it. Because the more people that do it, 25 calls mean they pay attention. There has to be a better way. Suggest bringing the best economists together to duke it out at a round table who don't have any vested interest in any particular political party. How about that? Maybe down the road we get a flat tax or a fair tax, something better than what we have now, because it's broken. It's definitely broken. And the $16 trillion in, we can't go any higher in debt. We hit $20 trillion, oh, we'll never get out of that. Never. You and I are going to be living in the same tent city. Maybe I'll be broadcasting from a tent city somewhere. It's seriously, and I'm not a doom and gloom person, but it seriously could get that bad in the future if some things don't happen now. Get it together. Get the numbers people in Washington. Get those people working on it. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Are you tired of being a sweater? Hang with us.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 5th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,705.20. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,747.46, $873.73 for a half ounce, or $436.87 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,747.46, $873.73, and $436.87.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
It's free, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Let's go to Dan listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
I had to put my headphones down, Katie, but here I am.
Cool.
Cool. Okay, I got one for you. This woman was recovering from a heart attack when suddenly she felt the presence of God by her bed. She said, "Am I going to die?" He says, "My child, you have at least 50 years more to go." And with that, being completely self-assured, she started to recover, and miraculously, she was soon out of the hospital, where she discovered she had won the lottery, and she had come into a very large sum of money. Well, she had all this cosmetic work done, liposuction, collagen implants to her lips, just the whole works to where she looked absolutely gorgeous. And she was coming out of her coiffures, where she had a new style done, when, boom, she was hit by a drunk driver and killed. When she arrived in heaven, she told God, "Hey, you told me I had 50 more years." He said, "Honey, that's my bad. I'm sorry. I didn't recognize you."
That is brilliant. That is one of the best that you have told. Oh, that's good. That's worth the price of admission. We got to get you at the improv. I love it.
Well, I love you too, sweetie. I wish you nothing but the best. I'll talk to you later. Oh, we're going to nail the score tonight?
Nail the score. Coming up in our next hour. Thanks for doing the promo for us, Dan. That will happen. And you could be a winner. So easy. Supercomputer picks the game of the week. You pick a side. What do you think the final score is going to be? Dale in Illinois. I cut him off last time. I'm so sorry, Dale. Please don't flip a bird at me or say anything that we have to bleep you out for. I apologize. What's on your mind?
Oh, I'm heartbroken, Delaney.
I'm sorry.
Just devastated.
Good thing I don't have my finger on the trigger of that important button.
My wife punches me out all the time. I'm used to it.
Okay.
Well, what's with the negative ways about the Christmas music, Kate? It's Christmas time.
I know, and I like Christmas, but there has to be some song that gets on your nerves. Come on, Alvin and the Chipmunks?
About 50% of them, I would say. I concur with you. That some I would prefer not to hear more than once.
Yes.
So, well, I, you know, seriously, Kate, about this physical cliff thing. And I say it in all candor, and I'm not trying to be vicious here. I don't think President Obama cares about the fiscal cliff. That's not what he's about. He's about sending his recommendations over to not the Office of Management and Budget, but the Obama Moochers branch. That's where it all goes.
Mm.
What can I give these people for nothing? That's where we're headed. So he doesn't care about that. He really doesn't. He's been reelected. Now what can I do to give people more stuff, take money away from people who haven't earned it, and give it to people that take money away from people that have and give it to those that have not? This is what this guy's all been about.
Yeah.
He's about race. He had people in the public talking about race. If you don't vote for me, you're a racist.
Mm-hmm.
I've had all of that I want. He's been elected twice. Now I don't have to put up with it anymore.
Yeah, there you go. You're right.
I'll sit here and I'll take my lumps.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Because you know how you can tell that something has switched and this is what happens because now you're in a second term, you don't have to run again, is how things have ratcheted up and talking about the fiscal cliff. When he's talking about it, he'll say what he's out there saying is they're trying to take the middle class away. The Republicans are trying to take the middle class away. And I mean, I understand that the Republicans and Democrats are at each other's throats, but usually the president hangs back from that. Now he's all in on it. And that whole class warfare thing has been reignited in a very, very big way. And part of that is coming from the White House.
Well, he's, you know, and then he can't talk his game very good, Kate, because he sends Geithner out there. And then Geithner comes up with this wonderful, earth-shattering statement today is that we got to get our financial house in order. Wow. Thank you, Secretary Geithner. That's really big news.
Yeah, a little bit too late. Weren't we saying this for years? So now you want to worry about it? Forget about it. It's not happening.
Thing, Kate, tell Rick to take down the Obama signs in his yard.
I'm going to tell him he has to take down the signs.
Yeah,
and he has to take it down.
I got one sign. I don't know where he lives or his last name, of course, but I'll find him. I've got one sign. I love Sarah Palin. I want to stick it right in the middle of his yard.
That would be so funny. We would pay you to do that, Dale. Thanks. All right, let's go to Ray in Missouri. Hi, Ray.
Hello.
Hello, Ray. What's on your mind?
My goodness. I don't know. I don't know if I have any mind left.
That's how I feel some nights. That's why I said we're all sweating it out. And so maybe we've sweated out a few brain cells along the way.
Yeah, it's enough to drive you to drink, but I don't know.
Well,
What's going on with...
Go ahead. Say what you're going to say. I cut you off.
I said, what's going on with you? I haven't talked to you for a couple of weeks.
What's going on with us is that we're talking about this cliff that our friends in New York and California are going to get even worse than the rest of us. But what will happen to the states? So ultimately how the taxes will go up in some areas because of the lack of money that they're not going to get. But on the brighter side, Ray, we have Nail the Score coming up, so you could end up winning some fabulous prizes from America tonight if you guess the score of the game that is chosen for the NFL this week in our weekly contest. So that's the good news.
I tried that with the Olympics, and I think I was one over and one under, and it didn't work out too well.
Oh, that's close, though. Close is good. And, you know, it's, you're getting warmer.
What's East Coast and West Coast, they're having problems with taxes. You know, I'm on the Mississippi River. I can see it from here. And I'm getting by. But I'm spending $500 a month in fuel, driving back and forth to work. And that's almost 25% of my income right now.
Mm.
So, you know, it's bad all over, and how to fix it, who knows? Somebody needs to do something.
Well, somebody needs to do something. As I said, here's what the problem is. Ray, thanks. I think the problem is that you have to get economists working on the fiscal cliff. I hate using the word cliff, but working on the problems of the way our taxes are laid out, what's happening statewide, but more importantly, let's start on the national level, the constant threats. We're always in DEFCON every 2 years. Remember, we went through this before, debt ceiling. If this isn't raised, vets aren't going to get their checks, Social Security checks aren't going to go out, the government will be shut down for days. We're in DEFCON again. That's what it is. It's like we're in the Starship Enterprise, only we're the lowly plebes in the back, and they're ready to dump us like the fuel in a second because they got to get where they're going. So we're always in that mode, the panic mode, every year and a half to 2 years. And so we're back to the panic mode. Why? A bipartisan committee couldn't come up with anything. So then they just let it sit. Oh, yes, well, we have these automatic spending cuts that will happen if we do not act by January 1st. So this is not a secret. It's nothing new. The panic alarm was set a long time ago, but nothing happens until the last second. And, supposedly we're supposed to be thinking about ways to increase jobs, to have people make more money. People like Ray spending $500 on fuel, and there's people spending even more than that. And they can't, it's a budget that they can't handle no matter where they're living, if it's near the Mississippi River or if it's just outside of New York City.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Are you looking for a great one-of-a-kind gift idea? Then look no further than www.dapgadgets.com. They have radio-controlled planes, helicopters, buggies, cars, and more. How about an insane horsehead pillowcase, MP3 accessories, or even an iPhone 5 wallet case? Visit www.dapgadgets.com and be sure to check out their featured gadgets page. Shipping is only $9.99 and is shipped within 7 days or less. Check out www.daftgadgets.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In Washington State, people are ready to light them up. That's a doobie. Walking down the street, smoking a little pot. Lighten the load. Get rid of that stress. We are a nation of sweaters. Even in Washington, as they live check to check between their Starbucks gigs and places that they're playing their rockabilly music or alternative music or whatever it might be. Anyway, marijuana possession is still at the tug of war that's going on in Seattle. And remember, Washington State said, yeah, to marijuana. So that's going to become the first state in the nation that legalized marijuana possession for adult use. However, the city attorney for Seattle was quick to tell people to not to celebrate by puffing in public. That even though we have marijuana legalized, it takes effect on Thursday. It was passed by voters last month, so we don't drop the ball on this. It actually kicks in on Thursday. I have a good friend who lives in Seattle. They've been talking about this ever since the election. And anyone 21 or older that has an ounce or less of pot, there's no criminal. They can't get picked up for that. There's no criminal sanctions for it. It also legalizes possession of up to 16 ounces of solid marijuana-infused stuff like pot brownies and 72 ounces of weed in liquid form. I must confess, I do not understand weed in liquid form. I get the brownies and the baked goods and just pure pot, but maybe I'm getting too old. I don't know. Weed in a liquid form. Someone explain. So they're dismissing these misdemeanor marijuana possession cases, and they're getting them all off the books. It's done. It's Initiative 502. That's what it was when people went and voted for it. But you still can't light up in a public place. So going into a concert, going into a ball game, whatever, cannot light up a joint. Can't do it. If you're smoking in public, then they can apparently go after you. However, I think that there'd be some problems with that, too. I guess you would get a ticket. It's like the alcohol thing. So you can't walk down with an open container, walk down the street with an open container. That's the same thing with marijuana. However, you know, think about the outdoor celebration kind of things and the crowds that you get at some of these outdoor spots where they're already smoking pot anyway. Now it could get trickier. You'd have to run around. I guess the cops would have to run around with giant ticket books and be handing out a lot of tickets, because if you're in public and you're smoking, you get like a $100 fine. So it'd be like a traffic citation. However, Seattle has a hemp fest. It's a three-day festival, if you will, that celebrates marijuana and hemp products. They had it this past August. 80,000 people were there. 80,000 people! And reportedly they were all stoned, so they stayed a couple extra days. But they do it every single year, and it gets bigger and bigger. So what a cultural change this, I guess in a sense this is, it is for Washington State in general. And I'll be curious to see what happens here. But it's odd because, you know, you're still talking about a federal crime, and I think trying to work out the kinks will be wild to watch. That's why it works for news you can abuse, because we really don't know where this is going. In Colorado, they have the same problem. They approved it in November, and people can grow small amounts. You can have small amounts of pot, and you can smoke it in your house. You can do whatever, recreational purposes. It's legal. It's legal to be sold. You can buy it in stores. They have a lot of stores in Colorado. It's just like liquor, but you cannot walk down the street and smoke pot. And here's the other thing I wonder. It's kind of like the deal with alcohol and drunk drivers. Well, you know, if you get pulled over, you could have a sobriety test, or you could be asked to take a sobriety test. And then, you know, it's whether or not what the legal amount is for drunk driving. Well, for this initiative in Colorado, they have a marijuana impairment while driving standard that they set. So all of that kicks in on Thursday. How about that? And Thursday, life changes right now for the people in Washington and Washington State, and for the people in Colorado, and I wonder if other states will follow suit. So Jack from Down Under would only know this. He says, cannabis resin liquid, it's dripped onto cigarettes. When I said I didn't know what the liquid form was. So it's, how about that? I would have never, thank you, Jack, I would have never in a million years have come up with that. I've never heard of that. But all of this stuff now is legal. So kids that want to smoke pot in dorm rooms can do it without fear of, you know, some RA banging the door down. I suppose if they had lots and lots of plants, because it's only a small amount that you can get away with, but you cannot do it in public without getting a ticket. However, you wouldn't be dragged through the court system, and this was part of the reason some people said yes to it. Is it a mistake, or was it a smart thing to happen, and should this happen in other states? Will we save a lot of money, and will we be able to focus on other criminals instead of busting up small-town people or small-town guys just smoking pot or growing a little weed or whatever? I don't know. We've had plenty of people from rehab centers on that say this is totally a gateway drug and it's a big mistake. And then we've had, like, a former police chief in Los Angeles come on and say that this would be such a game changer for California because they could tax it. They could make money on it. They are drowning in debt. And why go after people for these tiny amounts? It clogs up the courts. It could be a money maker for the state. And you just think how the cartels would feel if all the states adopted the marijuana, legalization of marijuana. How would they feel about that? All the states, would that cut into their profits? I would have to say, yeah, it would have to cut into some of the profits. Because people are going to, some people would push the line for sure. We know they're going to push the line. Maybe they only have a little bit, but it's a little bit more. Maybe the guy down the street has a little bit more. And then this also plays into, well, where are you buying your pot? You could go to one of the stores. I suppose that's what you would do. Maybe I might be answering my own question. But what about the person who sells it? What does that mean? There's a whole bunch of twisted things in here. I suppose if you have now, if you're selling it, you'd have to become legal and get a license. I'd like a pot license. And it's not for medical marijuana. It's to, yes, I could sell medical marijuana, but just to sell marijuana, period. All right, another thing that fits into the news you can abuse segment here quickly is a story that I came across about this base jumper near Grand Canyon. I don't know how many people listening have ever been to Grand Canyon. If you ever have a chance to go to the Grand Canyon, go. It's very cool. It's very weird in one way. If you don't like hike down it or do something around the canyon, you're just awestruck. You look out and it's amazing to look at the Grand Canyon, but then you're done. So a Norwegian guy plunged 1,000 feet to his death, they say. And what was he doing? He was doing that base jumping stuff near the Grand Canyon. And what he did was he struck a vertical cliff and he spiraled out of control. His parachute didn't open. And he's with a couple of other base jumpers and they were on one of the trails. And, you know, a lot of people do the base jumping thing. Then what you do is you leap off of something tall, you jump off of something tall, and you use a parachute to break your fall. That's how you get the whole thing, the base. You know, they do the buildings, antennas, all that kind of stuff. And unfortunately, his buddies are with him, can you imagine? And they're watching him fall to his death. And I guess a gust of wind blew him against the canyon wall, and then that was it. And the parachute didn't deploy, so he just spiraled down the rest of the way. And it'd be pretty tough to survive that. I'm sure that the friends knew when they saw what happened that, unfortunately, this was not going to be a good result here. And I don't know, there are a lot of things that you can do where you skate on the line, thrill-seeking things. And I would think base jumping is one of them. So he was an experienced base jumper, had done it hundreds and hundreds of time, and it was just, unfortunately, the parachute didn't open. They checked it or whatever, but it didn't end up very good for him in the end in trying to jump off that one spot off of this trail canyon, and that was it. You know, once it doesn't open, the buddies couldn't help him. There's nothing he could do. That's my problem even with jumping out of an airplane. Some of you might have jumped. You might not have gone to the Grand Canyon, but you've done skydiving before. And once I almost did it. I came so close. If my friend down the street had decided to definitely go, I would have done it. I would have done it in West Virginia, but he chickened out at the last second, and so that was it. That was my best opportunity, and I pulled away from it. Now, forget it. With all the stories I've read about chutes not opening, no way, no way. Stay with us. What a story we have for you next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
One, two, one, two, three.
Well, everybody knows how I feel about the Constitution and the government usurping its authority and trampling on rights, different rights that we've seen suddenly eroding. Well, last week, the Bay Area family, known for their oysters, the Drake's Bay Oyster Company. It's right there along Point Reyes National Seashore. I used to live in Cali, and boy, I'll tell you what, nothing better. So here's the thing. What happens when you get this news from the Secretary of the Interior, Ken Salazar, and he tells you that you can no longer stay on National Park Service land, and you got to shut down your business. Wow, you got to shut down your business. So where did this come from all of a sudden from afar, and what rights does the family have to come back? Because basically what it seems to be to me is, Salazar and others who would have been behind this didn't comply with national environmental laws, and they violated the constitutional rights of this family, and they are putting their hands in the cookie jar. They're illegally taking millions of dollars of his property. So joining us now is the man that we're talking about, Kevin Lunny. Kevin, I'll tell you what, this had to be just disheartening, first of all, to receive the news. What was that like? I mean, it had to have blindsided you.
Oh, it was actually horrible. We didn't expect it at all. We had gone through torture with the National Environmental Policy Act through an EIS that took years and millions of taxpayer dollars. And it was actually tragic because it was the NEPA document was so bad that it was criticized by the National Academy of Sciences. It was essentially unusable. And so Secretary Salazar went ahead and made his decision anyway without even the legal public comment period for the EIS, and just said he made it, based on law and policy. Well, those law and policies, according to our attorneys, were not followed.
And so one of the things that as you're pursuing this, one of the things that you've clearly said, and it's been reported, I might have read it in the Times the other day or something, but you're not denying that, first of all, that your lease expired, but that the government didn't follow, as we're talking about here, the proper procedures in making the decision, and especially, as you mentioned, in the periods after the environmental impact report. Were you stunned that that's what happened, that there wasn't that period to do the review, et cetera, and for the comments?
That was just part of it. You know, we were at the end of a 40-year agreement, but it's explicitly renewable. And the Point Reyes National Seashore is filled with ranches. It's all working landscapes. It's a mm-hmm. seashore, not a national park. Mm-hmm. So this was agreements that Congress made many years ago to keep the working landscapes. But recently, only a few years ago, the Park Service has decided, well, maybe they want to start getting rid of us. So they made some outrageous claims of catastrophic environmental harm. They were all misrepresented, and those aren't my words. That's the words of the Interior's Inspector General. That's the words of the National Academy of Sciences. That's the words of the Interior Solicitor's Office that completely reprimanded the Park Service officials. So each one of those people that were reprimanded got promotions. That false science made it into this NEPA document, which we were really confident that if it went through the proper public review, it would get corrected so that Secretary Salazar could exercise his authority to renew. Instead, one day before our permit expired,
mm-hmm.
He called our farm, but the secretary himself called me and said, Kevin, I'm instructing the Park Service to allow your permit to expire. And so now, and you have 90 days to get out. And the problem is, it's a farm. It's not a store where you sell the stuff off your shelves. We have 8 or 10 million juvenile oysters in the bay. So we're going to lose all that property. Millions of dollars worth of oysters have to be disposed of, thrown away. 30 people lose their jobs and their homes, many of them their homes. It's going to destroy a coastal community and a coastal economy, because we have 50,000 visitors a year that really drive the local economy, the restaurants and the bed and breakfasts and the shops. So our community of Marin County is in complete outrage because the Interior Department just paid no attention to what the people really want.
Yeah. And so as you say, the 90 days you filed the lawsuit, is the hope that you can get this as fast as you can to sort of stave this off and ride through the 90 days? What do the lawyers say about that?
Well, what we're going to do before this is all, we're farmers. This whole legal stuff is new to us. But we're going to do ask for an injunction to hold off the Park Service from throwing us out in 90 days. If we can, until the court case is completed.
Yeah. What's obviously, you were talking about this, the impact on the area, the visitors, 50,000 a year right there, Marin County, beautiful for people who haven't been there. It's, as I said, it's one of the most beautiful places, that entire area that I've been to, and people are very familiar with your company. And as you mentioned, the people that you employ, they have to be obviously very concerned, might lose houses. Are you Are you getting a lot of feedback from others, though, in your area who are saying, hey, we want to support you. Can we sign a petition? Can we do call somebody? Are you finding that you're getting a lot of that?
There's huge support. There's outrage and a lot of support coming forward, which we really, that's what's keeping us going because it's so devastating. And it's devastating to the state. The state reserved the rights to continue to issue shellfish leases when they transferred the land to the seashore. And so this is actually usurping states' rights, too, because we produce almost 40% of the oysters grown in California. We operate the last oyster cannery in the state. So this is really going to devastate the sustainable seafood system of our state, too.
Yeah. How about tapping on some of those politicians? Have you gotten to that point where you've called up, Dianne Feinstein or somebody else and told them about it? Because obviously the economic impacts of that, I think they'd be interested in it.
Well, actually, quite honestly, Dianne Feinstein's paid close attention to this for years. She has been extremely frustrated with the misrepresentations and dishonesty by the Park Service. She's said so. She has sent multiple letters to Secretary Salazar, and frankly, the secretary seemed to not respond.
Wow, it just makes you shake your head, and as you said, 40% of the oysters, that is absolutely staggering. What about the other businesses? There have to be other businesses that are in the same boat, correct?
Well, no, they actually singled us out. The ranchers around us are all, of course, concerned. The Interior Department says, oh, we love the ranchers, and they're going to stay.
Mm.
But the ranchers have seen this as kind of the first domino. I agree with that. I do not. From the disingenuous things that have been said and done by the National Park Service does not give us any, real faith that those words are real. The other oyster farms in the region, we're the only one in the National Seashore. There are some more in a neighboring bay, Tamales Bay.
Mm-hmm.
They're concerned because we supply them with a lot of their oysters to keep their markets going, and because we're the larger supplier, and so they're going to be hurt badly, too.
Yeah. Kevin, tell us before we let you fly, and good luck with the lawsuit, but tell us a little bit about Drake's Bay Oyster Company. How long have you been around?
Well, this has been around probably nearly 100 years.
Ooh.
It's been permitted by California Department of Fish and Game since 1934, and it has the best water quality of any bay or estuary in the state for shellfish aquaculture. It's perfect. The National Park Service came in and purchased it in the 1960s and 70s and made an agreement that it would stay as a pre-existing use, part of the cultural landscapes. And today we've just seen them reverse that agreement.
Yeah. And the you filed the lawsuit this week, so you know, as you said, you're farmers. You don't know much about the legal stuff, but you're learning. And how do the lawyers feel? Pretty confident that this is a good fight?
They do. Actually, they're pretty amazed by the activities and the conduct of these federal officials. They're confident that these are pretty clear violations, and it's still very scary.
Yeah, I understand. Kevin, we wish you the best. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We'll talk to you again down the road, and good luck with the lawsuit.
Thank you so much.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.